Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. And so if the other 30 people don't come, we sure are going to have a feast tonight. Because that's what we're prepared for. So happy Thanksgiving coming up. And so I'm thankful for you guys. Miss you when I'm not here. Miss you when you're not here. Thankful we have this building to gather in and have heat and air conditioning. Thankful we have food tonight. Turkey and dressing and taters and other things. Lots of pies. And thankful that God loves me. Thankful that God loves you. There's a verse that says that God loved us so much, he sent Jesus to pay the price for our sins so that we can be forgiven and have everlasting life. And you all know these verses, I think, in Romans, which is one of the books in the Bible. It says that we all have sins. I don't know if you all know that or not, but it says we've all sinned and that we all fall short. And then there's a verse that says that the wages of sin is death, spiritual death, separation from God. Just like if we work at a job, we get paid a wage. And so that wage we've earned and we deserve. Well, the Bible says that we deserve separation from God when we die because of the sins that we've done. But there's a second part of that verse that says, but God's free gift is eternal life through Jesus. And that if we confess him as Lord, repent of our sins, turn from our sins, and live for him, that we will have that promise of forgiveness and everlasting life. There's a verse Pat and I were talking about earlier today. It says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I say? And that was something that Jesus said to some of the other folks. So it's not enough just to say those words, Father, forgive me for my sins, Jesus, come to my life. But you have to actually do that. It's not enough just to believe those verses, but you got to act on them. But then there's a verse that says that if we're a Christian, we're supposed to live just like Jesus did. That's what Christian means, is Christ-like. So that's the calling that God has for us. And the Bible says it's a hard road. It's a narrow road that leads to life, and few find it. The road to hell is easy and wide. But it's a choice. God doesn't make us do anything, but he loves us. He has an opportunity for us to be forgiven. And then through his Holy Spirit is how we're able to do what his Bible says. We're supposed to read it and do what it says, to accept his word into our heart. So I'm glad that God loves us. We love you. And if you ever get tired and weary and want to change, we're here to help you spiritually and physically. I don't know him very well. Michael, that was a friend of your guys and friend of Jim that went down to North Carolina, he sent us a card. He also sent one to Margie. And he's just thanking us. He says, hello, my friends. Just wanted to say hello to everyone there and let you know how grateful I am at Sunspot and for not only feeding me, but for carrying the message of hope and love that God brings to us if we choose to accept it. So right now, he's changing his life. He's letting God change his life. He says, my heart misses the beach and my friends that helped me daily on the streets. Jimmy T, Alec, Mr. Pat, Russell, Big Chris. I don't know who Big Chris is. Okay, Big Chris, Dave, Margot. I actually miss all of you and pray daily that life has gotten better for y'all. And then he goes on for another whole page. If anybody wants to read it, I'll let you read it or something. But he's just talking about what God's doing in his life right now. So I pray that that the change sticks and that it's not something that's temporary. But God has a plan for each one of us. You know, and I think all of you know that our friend Derek passed away this past Monday, which I haven't let that sink in yet. Derek. If you all know Jerry before him, Jerry is who I knew the longest for 20 or 30 years. And Jerry passed away a couple years ago. And then Derek I've known for 20 or 30 years. And, you know, he did so well a year ago. He went for like a year because of an injury. He was in and out of the hospital and rehab centers. You know, he was doing great. But then he gave in to temptation again. So I hope that he reconciled with God before he passed. But you don't get a second chance. You get a second chance while you're here. But then once we die, then it's too late. He hasn't been here as much this past summer, but you may have known him. I don't know. But anyway, so we miss Derek, and we pray for his mom and his friends And rather, he knew it was coming or not, I don't know. We don't know. You could walk out tonight and a bus could run over you. So the point is, we got to be ready. There's a Bible verse also that says no matter how long we live, we're going to be dead much longer. So eternity is a long time. I think that's funny too. But it's something to think about. Eternity is a long time, and all of us have eternal existence. The difference is it eternal life, forgiven and in heaven and fellowshipping with God, or is it eternal death separated from God? And so that's a choice. God doesn't make us do anything, but he just gives us the choice to do that. So we want to know that we love you. There's opportunities. Michael is in a place in Boone, North Carolina I'd never heard of before. I got a brochure about that. There's other ministries around. Some of them are for poverty. Some of them are for addictions. And so if you ever want to go someplace else, it would be a hard road. And they would make you do things. And they would have rules. But it would be a change. So it's up to you guys. But we just want you to know God's got things available if you ever want them. There's a song I want to play for us. The words will be up there on that. So listen to these words for
a moment. Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? The shame's done all it's stealing. And you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. The good news is I know that he can do it for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
So the message of that song is, if you're tired and weary, you got a heavy burden, let Jesus change your life. You can have a seat for a moment. We're going to start in about 5 or 10 minutes, but we're not ready yet. Yep, because what we want to do, it's Thanksgiving coming up, and so I told you some of the stuff I am thankful for, so I want to give each one of you an opportunity to say what you are thankful for. So, Jerry, what are you thankful for?
Jerry, I'm Jim.
Jim, what are you thankful for? I got the J, I'm sorry. Jim.
You got the J for it. I'm thankful for being alive and being 6 feet above ground.
Amen. Amen. So hold that thought just a minute. All right, Mr. Dave.
I'm thankful I was born in the United States where I can worship or not worship as I choose.
Amen. Amen. God's given us freedom. Michael.
Just for being around, being a Christian.
Some of you know or don't know, I was in a car accident Saturday. Flipped my truck, ended up upside down. Not a scratch did I get. But as soon as I got out, people were standing there, and I said, praise God, because he looked out for me. Because I've been in a lot of things, but I come out of that without a scratch. Top of my head hurt, but I come out of there without a scratch. But very simply, he looks out for each one of us. But how long is he going to put up with our nonsense from time to time? Because I walk away from time to time. Don't think I'm a goody-two-shoes. I have my troubles, and I walk away various times. But just remember this. When you walk away, you can walk right back and say, Lord, forgive me. I was out there for a time and a season. He forgives and he forgets. And as soon as you confess, he says, what? I can forget everything that you just did and get right back into where you're supposed to be in your proper attitude, for one. But very, very simply, he's a gracious God that none should perish. And obviously, we know that we did lose Derek. And very simply, Alec, as soon as I heard that, I thought of you. Because my wife works for the city, and she told me the paramedics were working on one of the homeless fellows. And, of course, then she told me eventually that it was Derek. And I didn't know if he lived or passed away until this evening when I came in here. But very simply, we all don't know when that last day is going to come. So, Lord, just thank you that we have that opportunity as long as we're alive to say yes to you. So don't forget that. As long as you got breath, to say, yes, Lord, I want to serve you. And then it's up to the Holy Spirit to help you serve properly. So we just ask in Jesus' name that we all come to know him and that we all can get on the right path and hopefully a life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Who said you weren't hurt?
Hey, Walt, we're saying what we're thankful for, so tell me what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for the sun was coming up today. I woke up, and I felt a little bit better. So,
good to see you.
I am thankful for the fact that this country was established using the Constitution and basing it on the Bible. And if you go to Philadelphia, there's something called the Liberty Bell. And on the Liberty Bell is a verse from Moses that God gave him. It's Leviticus 25, about proclaiming liberty to all the inhabitants throughout the land. So that's the foundation of this country, is to be able to express yourself. So I'm thankful for the Constitution and the Declaration. If you read them, you'll see references to God and the Bible.
I'm thankful for Jesus and thankful for all my friends and my family and people that are there when you need them.
Well, I'm thankful just to get out of bed and go to work at my job and the sunspot here, and thanks Jesus for being my Lord and my Savior.
Yeah. Amen. We're sharing what we're thankful for.
I'm thankful for everybody in here, because without your help, I would probably be dead. God helped me through my drugs and alcohol and PTSD, and that's what I'm thankful for, is the friends that I've made down here in Ocean City.
I'm thankful just to be alive.
I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for the people that I've known in this world, and the people that I grew up with, and the people I've lost. And I pray every day that they're in a better place and they live better than what we do now. So I'm grateful that I'm still living, and I'm grateful in a way that they're not still here, because they're better. Amen.
Thankful for peace.
I'm thankful for the people around me. That's pretty much most of it. That's all everybody needs, I think.
I'm just thankful for being alive and having my family and friends and people that I love.
I'm thankful to be here and I have the place, some place to be at this moment. You know, just right now. I'm thankful for that.
I'm thankful for good friends and good health.
I don't know. I'm thankful my Harley started up. I'm thankful for my family. They weren't acting too good, so left them behind but today. But I didn't realize it was Thanksgiving. But I am thankful that I'm able to even do my job, and you know, that I have a job. I'm thankful that I'm able to still be able to do it at my age. Because most of the people doing work I do are like 30 years younger than me. So anyway, I'm thankful that I can get me a paycheck and thankful that I got clean socks and underwear. You know what I mean? I'm thankful that I'm off drugs and alcohol. I thank Jesus for that. And I don't know. I'm just thankful for a lot of things. It's just sometimes, you know, you caught me off guard. I would have thought more about it. But I'm grateful that we have a dinner, we got food in our stomach, that we have a place to come to eat.
Amen. We'll say something.
Hey, I'm thankful to be here today. Tim brought me in here today. Never been here before. I'm grateful for everybody that puts this on, doing a great service for all of us. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. I must say, I have to thank the good Lord for making sure I'm healthy all the time then, because now I take care of my health all the time then. I'm still on the earth then. Thank God.
Thanks, man. Mike, you want to say something?
Yeah, I'm thankful for coupons.
Coupons?
What's that? Discounts.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Just thankful for life in general.
All right, I'll play this band in. All right, yeah, see you later. See you later.
Well, Gary, I'm certainly thankful for you and your wife and the help that you have. I thank you for what you guys do for us every week. I'm very thankful for the beautiful sunsets that we get in the fall. I'm very thankful for each breath I get to take and waking up every morning.
Hey, Mr. G.
I'm thankful for so much. For one, that he was patient enough with me to wait for me to come to him. 42 years it took. I knew all my life, but I lived like I didn't. And then somehow he brought me to him when I was 42. And so I've been with him a long time now. And he's faithful. He honors his word above his name. And if we're faithful to seek his face, if we knock, it'll be open. We ask, he'll give. You know, it's like if you're not seeking his face, if you're not knocking, if you're not asking, you ain't getting, you ain't receiving. And once you call upon his name, that's not it. That's the beginning of it. You're at the starting point of coming to know him. Just calling upon the name of Jesus, that's going to get you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. That's what it gets you at the end of your days. Unless you seek that relationship. Just consider yourself when you see that person and you say, oh, I got to get to know this person. And think how much effort you put into that lustful relationship. Even if it's a loving relationship, imagine how much you put into that. How much more so should you put into knowing the creator of the universe, the father of all living, that you're going to stand before one day, and there's no backing out of that. It's given man once to die, and then the judgment. That's going to happen. Now, we know Derek just passed. He was my favorite. Out of all you guys, he was my favorite, because I always saw him as like the most humble. He always seemed to be very thankful, never demanding, you know, and an overall decent person. I would say he's a good guy. But you know what Jesus said? There's none good save God alone. When they called him good teacher, why do you call me good? There's none good save God alone. Now, he was God, but he rebuked them because they didn't know that he was God. They just thought he was a good man. He hadn't revealed who he was, his fullness of who he was at that time. So they were right to call him good, but he rebuked them because they said it in ignorance. They didn't know who he was. But he's showing that there's none good. That's why he had to come. That's why he had to lay his life down. So we all fall short of the glory of God. And once you call upon his name, I encourage you, get a Bible and get your face in the Bible often, often. But don't just read it. Meditate on the Lord. Seek the Holy Spirit, because he honors his word above his name. He says you don't need that a man should teach you anything. The Holy Spirit is the teacher of all things. So if you pray according to his word, he's going to honor his word above his name. But we have no excuses when the end of our days comes and we don't know when it was. You know Derek didn't think, oh, I'm dying tonight. I'm stepping into eternity at 10:38 tonight. You know he wasn't thinking that. And when you saw him, you wasn't thinking, oh, yeah, see you. It was nice knowing you, because you ain't going to be here after 10:38 tonight. Nobody thought that. He didn't think that. His mother didn't think that. But he stepped into eternity, and I hope to see him again one day. But who knows? We don't know. I don't know any one of you guys' heart. I can think I know your heart, but I only know what I see. I don't know the depths of your heart. Only God knows that. And that's the one you got to stand before one day. So my encouragement is get to know him more.
Well, I could go on and on thinking about what I'm thankful for, because it's just about everything. I thank him when I'm taking a shower. I thank him for my breakfast. I thank him for my new cat. I mean, he cares about the little things. And it just is beyond my understanding how the God of the universe could care about us little people here on earth. But he does. And he sent his son to die for all the garbage we had in our lives. And he put them on the cross with his blood. His blood covered all the sins if man would come to him. I don't mean to make this a sermon, but since I was 31, Jesus chose me to live for him. And I've never been sorry, and it's been hard sometimes, and I've lost friends, and I've had to walk away from things, but I don't regret it, and I know I have a home someday, and it's with Jesus. And he loves us so much. I'll tell you a little story. There was a farmer who had a barn, a big barn, and there was a very big storm that was coming. It was already starting to get cold and windy and snowy. And all these little birds were in the trees, and they were cold. And the farmer said, if I can only get them to come into my barn, they'd be safe. They'd be safe. But you know what? They were so afraid that they didn't go into the barn. And that's how a lot of us are. We're afraid that Jesus might do something to us, you know. But he won't, because he loves us. And I just wish you all a blessed week, a blessed Thanksgiving, and a very good dinner tonight. Thank you.
I'm thankful to know most of you. I'm thankful to that young man. I don't know you with the coupons. I remember when I was broke being thankful for coupons. I'm not quite so broke anymore. I live paycheck to paycheck, but I'm like, I remember saying, thank you, Lord, for this 50-cent coupon. But I was with Derry when he took his last breath. I love Derek. He was kind and he was humble for the most part. I think this young man said it best. Jesus is our only hope. If you don't have food, spiritual food, if you don't have Christ, that's the most important thing that you can ever do. The most important decision that you can ever make is to accept him as your Savior, turn from your wicked ways, call upon him. In Romans, it does say, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. There's also the step further of turning away from our sins. I love you all. If you all need to talk, I know Gary is here individually or in groups or whatever later. I'd love to pray with you all. I'd love to just grieve together for Derek, but be thankful that we are here, we're alive, and we have this beautiful place to eat and fellowship and have some good food tonight. So God bless you all.
Thank you all very much. Everyone get a turn. So some of you came in a little bit late after we started, but just wanted you to know, happy Thanksgiving. We won't be here next Thursday, but we're having our Thanksgiving meal tonight. And we just wanted you to know that God loves you. He has a plan for you, and there's opportunities for help if you want to change your life spiritually or physically. I read a portion of a card from Michael, who's down in Boone, North Carolina, in a program now. So there are opportunities for poverty or for addictions. So, but Jesus is our answer. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for each one that's here. We pray, Lord, that they'll call upon you in their needs. We thank you for loving us and giving us the opportunity to be forgiven and to live like Jesus did. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for this food. We bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. So give us about 5 minutes and then we'll be ready. If you haven't signed your name, then please do that when you come through. Thank you. God bless you.